It's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the coalface with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Good morning.
Morning, Caesar.
A Free State coal mine has turned a killer gas methane curse into a 200 million rand energy blessing.
Exactly. This is Beatrix Gold Mine, and it's part of the Goldfields Group, and it's had a curse because the methane gas in the gold mine is rather unusual, but it's a killer gas, and over the years, it's killed more than 40 people. So it is something that they needed to deal with from a safety issue, but also it's a greenhouse gas, which is worse than CO2, that methane. So they are doing many things in one go, but at the same time, they're earning themselves money. And this is a lesson for South Africa, where you can earn a revenue stream from your carbon credits. So what has happened now, they're going to pipe that methane gas up in a larger quantity, flare it on site. And just by flaring it, they are actually cutting down on the greenhouse possibility. But at the same time, they're earning themselves 200 million rand over 7 years from embarking on that mitigation of climate change activity. But at the same time, thereafter, they just have to spend a little bit more and they can get themselves energy, electricity, and that'll be 5 megawatts to start with. That will be 5% of the electricity they need on the mine. In fact, it'll cover all their high-density houses plus part of the plant. But that's not the end of the story because there's almost an infinite supply of this gas which escapes through the process of mining. And they can, surely they think, even double this in a not too distant future, so that they get like 10 megawatts of electricity, which will be fantastic for their gold operation in the Free State.
Yeah, and now there's a new and a promising black-owned South African company which has bought 2 coal mines in Zimbabwe.
That's right. That's Lonto Coal. It's headed by the ebullient Chepo Kgadima. He's a former investment banker, but he's turned coal miner. and it's not only thermal coal that he's dealing with, but it's also coking coal, which has got a lot of value, selling up to about $200 a ton. And he's got 2 operations now that he wants to develop in Zimbabwe. The one is close to Bulawayo. The other one is close to Wanki, which is, Wanki particularly is a famous coal area. And he's also got 2 mines in South Africa. So he is hoping to be producing 3 million tons of coal a year, 2 million tons from the Zimbabwe, 1 million tons from South Africa. And he wants to put his company on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange main board before the end of the year. But not only that, he will raise 210 million ahead of that and develop his mines, but he's also thinking of possibly going on the Australian Stock Exchange or the Hong Kong Stock Exchange, because he says Hong Kong particularly is giving new listings very good valuations because of the sovereign funds available and the burgeoning retail market there. So a lot of insight through his investment banker experience into how to develop coal and looking to a situation where 2 million tons will come from Zimbabwe, 1 million tons from South Africa.
Wow. Well, hope in Barberton, which is resurging as a gold mining destination, 100 years after the old timers gave up trying there.
Exactly. You know, in the late 1880s, there used to be music halls and canteens and jollification in Barberton. It was a resurging gold mining town, and there were 2 stock exchanges there that used to work round the clock. I don't say it's going to go back to that jollification sort of intensity, but already you can see a lot more activity in the Barberton area, people going for gold, because the old timers, they hit a brick wall. The one was a technological one because there's so much sulfide in the ore. And the other is that the greenstone belt of the Mpumalanga is very fickle, and it looks like it's running out. In the meantime, it starts again lower down. And because they didn't have enough modern drilling experience, they didn't realize this. And because they didn't have what we've got now, the BIOX technology, we use hojos, we use bacteria to eat the sulfide, and then it gets the gold out. So we've got this technology. People are going back there, and we see now Galaxy, headed by Peter Skeet, also wanting to go on the main board of the Johannesburg Stock Exchange on August the 11th. He's got 26 ore bodies there, and he wants to turn them to very positive account with a much different form of mining, almost a bulk mining with using trucks, etc. And we also saw Pan African get back there. There has been a lot of illegal mining there because some of the gold is visible.
Visible, right?
Yes. But with the new Galaxy, they say their ore body is more complex and they don't expect that much of illegal mining.
As always, thank you. Martin Creamer, who is the publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. He'll be back at the coalface at the same time next Friday.